Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Josephine, who says, "My daughter, 5 next month, has started saying I look fat in this sweater. My daughter is a healthy weight and she is very active. I really don't want her to have body image issues or be dealing with this at such a young age. I have been very conscious since her birth not to comment on her appearance and instead to reinforce the things her body does. I rarely say you look pretty. Instead, I say comments like, 'That's a great outfit you picked. Help, I didn't think I would have to deal with this so soon.'" Josephine, I'm glad you reached out with this question. It's something I think about a lot. I have a daughter. I've had my own, I won't even say struggles because I'm not struggling with it, but I'm a person whose weight varies by about 30 pounds in any given direction. So I've had phases where I got a lot of compliments on being thin. And then I've had phases where I've had, you know, a lot of like, "Did you lose weight? Did you lose weight?" Like a lot of people, I mean, my weight changes, and it's something obviously people notice. And it is something that I feel like I have really made peace with in my 40s. We have an episode called Let's Not Care What We Weigh, and I would love you to listen to that. So it sounds like you're doing a lot of good modeling, right? We're trying to stop the thing of like, should you be eating that? You don't want to get fat. And it doesn't sound like you're doing that. You're not emphasizing it like, "You look so pretty. You're so pretty," which, you know, is something that girls have to deal with. Even if you're not doing that, someone's doing that with you, I guarantee. And so I think this is an issue of not panicking. I looked this up because I was a little bit like, how does this work? A Mighty Girl had an interesting article that I thought was really helpful. I was like, this is a good perspective. So your daughter comes to you and says, "I look fat." Instead of saying, "No, you don't. You're perfect," which, you know, is kind of denying what she's bringing to you. So rather than keeping the emphasis on this vibe that's like, "No, no, no, you look fine. You look perfect. You're beautiful. You're not fat. You're not fat," that you're kind of changing the story to like, our bodies come in all shapes and sizes for many, many different reasons. I just think that's a more helpful approach. And then this is a modeling issue. I mean, and it's something that I've worked on a lot, that number one, food is fuel. So our only relationship with food is that it is fuel for our bodies and that it tastes good. And so you should model as much as you can good eating. I mean, I sometimes eat a ton. I sometimes don't eat a lot, but we don't talk in our house about like, "I should not have eaten that. Oh no, now I have to not eat for 3 days because I ate this thing." We just, our relationship with food is like, "Oh, doesn't this food taste delicious?" And I think that if you need to deal with nutrition and figuring out how to restructure your kids' actual eating because they have a health issue around it, that I'm not your person for that. Go talk to your doctor or nutritionist. But as long as you're having a generally healthy relationship, and we talk a little bit about like, it's better to eat a wide range of foods. My kids kind of get like vegetables and fruits are healthier than mozzarella sticks. But that beyond that, we talk about food as fuel and energy. My kids, I serve food and my kids choose what to eat. That's another thing that we do in the house. And I have completely stopped greeting people by commenting on their appearance in any way. And it is something that I wish more people did. As women, we have a huge tendency to say things like, you look amazing. Have you lost weight? You look so thin. You look great. I think cutting out those interactions is a great idea. I think having lots of different body role models in your life is a great idea. And that I have come, I will say in my 40s, I was born in the 70s. I came up in an era where like thin was good and fat was evil. I was at different times thin and fat myself and felt, you know, upset to be fat and longed to be thin. And now I just have come later in life again to find great beauty in like all sorts of different people. And then one last thing on that point is that I try to really model body acceptance to my daughter in terms of I put a bathing suit on, I walk around the beach, I go swimming, I wear tight shirts, even though I have a pretty, you know, zesty belly roll at this point that's hanging over my pants. And that's just, again, it's not interesting to me what I look like in clothing. And it's really not interesting to me what other people think I look like in clothing. And listen, I'm not saying that I'm completely free of any body image issues, but it is something with a daughter that I really give some thought to how to model acceptance of my own body. And then when it comes to her body, I try to just underscore for her, really what your body looks like is not that interesting. If you think you look fat, let's talk about it. It's probably because your body is going through changes. Your body will always be going through changes. And I think just constantly reinforcing your own acceptance, your acceptance of other people, a lack of focus at all on food, and then really answering body questions. Yeah, your body does look a little bit different. That probably means you're about to grow. Okay, put your sweater on. We're out of here. So not freaking out that like, oh my God, if I say the wrong one thing here, it's going to define my kid's body image for life. It's not going to. This is a series, a long series of events. Your kid's going to get messages. People are going to tell her she's fat, she's thin, she's pretty. She should talk slower. She should talk less. She's going to get emails to her podcast if she hosts one that says she should say like less. I mean, everyone's going to have an opinion, but you're giving her that great foundation that food is fuel. Our bodies are our bodies, and there's not that much we're going to do to change them. So let's go on and enjoy the more interesting parts of life. Josephine, I hope that helps. And if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com, and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.